where do cultural norms originate and are they good for people? That's one take on a protest scheduled for Great Bend this afternoon. Next Level Intactivism has teamed up with Bloodstained Men, a traveling protest group, to warn about the dangers of genital cutting. The Bloodstained Men will be stationed at 10th and McKinley wearing their trademark outfits from 2 to 4 p.m. Intactivist Daniel Rold explains.
They kind of have a little gimmick. It's a bloodstained suit, and what it is, a white outfit, and they have red on the crotches. It's kind of like attention-grabbing, but it also it indicates the wound that's inside our pants because we can't see it. And this is part of the reason why our culture is so lacking in education or awareness about this.
The group looks to bring awareness to genital cutting, which has lifelong implications for children who are too young to give consent to the surgery. The group stresses the evolutionary importance of the male anatomy and how altering it to meet cultural norms may have many unwanted side effects.
I mean, in fact, it's found in 5,488 mammal species, and they all live just fine with all their genitalia. I mean, if your rat and your hamster has a prepuce, then why can't a baby?
The Great Bend stop this afternoon is one of 13 days the group has planned as part of the 2023 Great Plains Circumcision Crisis Protests. Other stops nearby include Hayes, Dodge City, Garden City, and Wichita. More news after this.